Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Syracuse men's lacrosse has now gone 8 years without a national championship. That's left some Syracuse lacrosse fans yearning for that hardware. WAER's Sam Rubinoff keys in on the highs and the lows of the 2017 campaign and also looks at which members of the Orange need to step up in 2018.
You know, all sports are different. They're played on different fields, different surfaces, have different rules. But pretty much every sport has one common ground. Score more points than your opponent. Doesn't matter if it's 5, 10, or even 20 points. Sometimes it takes just one. And in 2017 for Syracuse men's lacrosse, time and time again, one goal was all the difference.
Under 6 seconds to play. Solomon, feet to the middle. Mariano shoots! He scores! Nick Mariano, number 23, scores for the Orange! 1.6 left, and they lead 10-9!
In just 6 weeks, Syracuse played in 7 one-goal games that came to a conclusion in South Bend on April 1st. By that time, seniors Nick Mariano and Scott Furman had had enough of the close calls.
Obviously, it's more exciting, but I'm kind of tired of it right now. You know, I'd rather, you know, win by a couple, but it's fun. It's a lot of, I think it helps us with our experience and growing up, younger kids to know that it's going to take a lot to win games nowadays.
This isn't anything new. You know, we've been here, what, 6 times already?
Yeah.
You know, it's getting a little ridiculous, but we've been here before 6 times, and I think we did a good job of staying pretty level-headed and making the right decisions, and came out on top.
Much to the chagrin of Mariano and Furman, the close calls didn't stop. Matt Lane, Bomberry, 10 seconds for Syracuse. Saucedo, he'll fire, and he scores! Sergio Saucedo, a hat trick, the game winner, Syracuse, perfect in ACC play. Just 2 weeks after the thrilling overtime victory in Chapel Hill, Syracuse and North Carolina met again in the semifinals of the ACC tournament. Once again, the two teams played to just a one-goal difference. This time, though, the Tar Heels came out on top, and Syracuse turned its focus to Yale and the NCAA tournament.
He looks right side and passes to Mariano. 7 seconds to play. Yale can sense it. He'll fling it to the middle of the field. 2 seconds. Hufford flings it desperately down the field, and it's caught by Evan Malloy. The cardiac cuse lives.
3.9 on the clock. Ryan Drenner has it. Chucks it up high in the air. Time runs out. And in a 2017 season filled with late-game heroics and magic, the Orange runs out when it matters most. For the third straight year, Syracuse falls in the quarterfinals. 10-7 to Towson.
Looking back at last year's team, it may be hard to fathom how Syracuse will fill the shoes of Jordan Evans, Nick Mariano, and Sergio Saucedo up top. However, junior Nate Solomon doesn't think this team will have an issue scoring goals.
I think everyone's continuing to grow. I think everyone could fill anyone's spot, honestly. I'd say with Steve, with Lefty, or Brennan, with Voight, with anyone that could play, like anyone on our team could fill any of those guys' spots.
And you know, you really can't sleep on the junior from Alpharetta, Georgia either. Last year, he tied for second on the team in goals with 28, including this dandy in the NCAA tournament.
By Jordan Evans, feet in front, Solomon behind the back shot, trickles home! Phil Hoffer got a piece, not enough! Syracuse stops the bleeding, 7-5 Bulldogs.
So I guess you'll just have to believe me when I tell you Nate Solomon had one of the goals of the year against Yale last year for Syracuse. Now let's look though on the defensive side of the ball, and Tyson Bomberry is very excited by the prospects of the back line this year for Syracuse.
It's awesome. It's going to be awesome because it's going to be kind of like our first times like really together and stuff. I just think it's a whole new unit this year, so it's just going to be very interesting to see how like we work together and stuff, and I think that we're going to do very well, and I think that we're going to be very strong.
So that defensive line, including Tyson Bomberry, who started 16 games last season, will include Marcus Cunningham, who started all 16 games, Austin Fusco, who played 16 games as a long stick midfielder, and Nick Millen, who had shoulder surgery last year, missed the entire season, and was supposed to be Syracuse's best cover guy. Well, he's back in front of the cage to protect Dom Madonna, who Bomberry thinks is going to have a big year replacing Evan Malloy.
We've been playing together in the fall. We had kind of that break, but it's been good. Like, he's talking a lot. He's making the saves that he needs to make and stuff, and some that would be hard for him to make, so he's making the stops that we need and breaking as far as clearing the ball and everything. He's doing the right job and stuff.
You know, going back to an earlier point about scoring goals, this Tyson Bomberry guy who plays a lot of defense can also get forward for Syracuse.
Evan Malloy stands tall there. A long outlet pass in the middle. Third finds Bomberry. The fans want him to run. Pass to the middle. Tyson Bomberry shoots, and he scores! The two cousins give each other a hug. How about that? The defenseman, Tyson Bomberry, scores.
And last, but certainly not least, Syracuse has to fill the shoes of the program's all-time leader in face-off wins and ground balls, Ben Williams.
What was interesting about Ben was that he was a quiet guy, but he obviously led by example, and he led by his work ethic. So I think coming in as a freshman and like being a student of the game, I think Ben was kind of almost like a second tier coach for me.
In limited action last year, Danny Varela won more than half of his faceoffs, and he's just one of the many pieces that will have to come together this season to get Syracuse back on top, win the program's 11th championship, and first since 2009. Sam Rubinoff, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org. And find us in iTunes and on Twitter by searching for WAER Sports.